Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for March 27th to April 2nd, 2010. In this week's report, Washington set forth a near proposal for the resumption of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks while Palestinians mark the Land Day in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Palestinians all over the West Bank and Gaza marked this week Land Day with protests as well as planting olive trees. Troops attacked those protests, killing one child. IMEMC's George Ishmawi has the details.
Palestinians marked Land Day in several areas in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip with agricultural activities and protests against the wall and settlements that are being built on Palestinian lands. During the Land Day protest in the Gaza Strip, people gathered at the Israeli-built wall near the Rafah International Airport in the southern part of the Strip. Troops opened fire at civilians, killing 15-year-old Mohammed Al-Faramawi. At the same time, another protest marking Land Day was organized in Khan Yunis town, southeast of the Gaza Strip. As protesters reached the buffer zone near the borders, soldiers stationed there opened fire at the protesters, injuring 16 civilians. Among those injured was 9-year-old Raed Abu Namous, who was hit with a live round to his head, medical sources reported. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked Land Day protests with tear gas and dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Beit Sahour near Bethlehem, hundreds of school students and international supporters joined farmers and planted olive trees on lands threatened to be taken over by the Israeli military and settlers. Similar actions were organized in Nablus and Salfit, northern West Bank, where parliament members and international supporters joined the farmers and planted trees in their land. Palestinians marked the Land Day after events dating back to March 30, 1976. Clashes erupted near the Palestinian town of Sakhnin in response to the Israeli government's plans to expropriate thousands of Palestinian-owned acres of land. A general strike and protests were organized in Arab towns from the Galilee to the Negev, met with severe violence from the Israeli police, killing 6 Palestinians and wounding hundreds. Also this week, Israeli police and troops detained 10 people during a protest at the wall gate separating the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. The protest took place on Sunday as local Christians marked Palm Sunday. Protesters demanded free access to Jerusalem and freedom of worship in the holy sites there. Israel denies Palestinians free access to Jerusalem since 1991. Israeli authorities allow few thousands only with special permits to enter Jerusalem that are rarely granted. On Wednesday, the Israeli military court of Ofer ordered the release of all 10 Palestinians who were detained on Sunday on bail. All 10 have to appear in front of a military court on April 18th. Also in the West Bank, on Friday, anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin, central West Bank, as well as Deristia in the north and Al-Masara village near Bethlehem in the south. Troops used tear gas to suppress those protests. 3 journalists were injured and 1 international supporter was detained by the Israeli military in Al-Masara village. For IMEMC.org, this is George Ishmawi.